Tommy Robinson's coming up in 30 minutes. He got arrested for terrorism for holding a peaceful demonstration in London. Time to break the conditioning. It's time to admit where we are. It's time to wake up and decide whether we're going to be slaves or roll over to the New World Order, or we're going to stand up and live. The Grid, a digital frontier. The Grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles? Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in. We are contending not against flesh and blood, but the princes and powers of the air. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here with you. All right, huge developments. The official selection and coronation of Kamala Harris, they say, is complete. They may backstab her tomorrow or assassinate her and blame it on Trump. That's all in the cards. And again, I don't know exactly what they're going to do because they don't know what they're going to do. But I know how to think like them. That's why we're so accurate. Told you the day when Biden would step down. I told you they would try to assassinate Trump. I specifically laid out what they would do because I'm in their head. Harris wins Democrat nomination, DNC announces. I'll cover that next segment. She didn't win anything. But just think about where they put us, like Maduro. Dozens of international polling agencies, very respected, went and did exit polls. All of them found the same number. 5 or 6 found 63%. A bunch of others found 64%. A bunch of others found 65%. Between 63 and 65% is what Gonzalez got. The place is a hellhole. Used to be richer than the U.S. till the 90s. But they got rich, and the communists came in and said, we're going to redistribute it all, and now there's nothing. Except the IMF and World Bank loans that Maduro and Hugo Chavez before him paid. So that's what we're covering. That's what we're breaking down. We're going to go to break. Some stations don't carry this show, this first 5 minutes. But I'm on like X's spaces. People say, why are there breaks? Well, I know you're a lot of you are really young. I still feel really young. I'm 50. We're still on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations, and they have breaks. We skip all the network breaks now. Because normally in network TV and radio, you get half the breaks as the provider of the show, and they get the other half. The local stations. Well, we just run the local stations' ads, but we've got to run them. And when they tried to shut us down 6 years ago, it was the 300-plus radio stations, about 200 then, it's over 300 now, that kept us on air. And so we're very thankful for that and very thankful to the listeners and the folks that are tuned in there. That is so precious. Every outlet we've got, they can shut down InfoWars tomorrow. We can still beam up to satellites, and then you got to find the local radio stations around the country that are restreaming us. You can get it there. Everything I've done is about redundance, knowing these attacks on our speech would come. And it was the Holy Spirit laid it on me to do this. So we spent incredible amounts of money on building infrastructure to be hard to kill. And because of that, we survived the last 6 years. And now we're facing our greatest challenges. So I thank you for supporting our sponsors and everything we do. But the most important thing is pray for the broadcast and share the links, the articles, the videos at Real Alex Jones and InfoWars.com and everywhere else, because when you, the millions of listeners, get active and you decide to take action, nothing can stop you. But I can't make you share a link. I can't make you pray for us. I can't make you go get a great supplement that will empower your life or a t-shirt or a book. That's up to you. But I ask you to make the right decision. Back in 60 seconds, I'm going to hit all the big news, and then Tommy Robinson joining us. Stay with us.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm your embattled host, fighting to the end, ever defiant. My North Star is God. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we are here. Fighting the globalist at point blank range. Winston Churchill, during World War II, famously wrote, I'm paraphrasing him, you bolt the quote. Type in a Winston Churchill quote. Get up and brush yourself off. That should do it. Winston Churchill said, most people get hit by history and they decide to not recognize they're living in history because history's written later and they just get up and brush themselves off. But there is that individual that's hit by history and decides to live in that time they are and actually be someone that affects change, who has an effect. I'm paraphrasing him. And that's what this broadcast is all about. Is getting you to realize that the war for the future and everything we stand for and everything humanity's been and that our ancestors fought for is happening now. And I simply want you to dial into the majesty and the beauty and the serenity of that. Men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing has happened. Yeah, guys, you found the quote. I read five or six of his books. I read the three-part series, History of the English-Speaking Peoples, when I was a teenager, and then I read a couple of his other books. So I read that like 35 years ago, so I don't, you know, I'm just giving you knowledge. It's like sapped in, and I'm not, but the full article or full, you know, chapter is about what I just told you. So here we are, and this is epic. And you can be an NPC, a non-player character, or you can actually be on the real game grid. And you can defeat the actual central computer. It's not all powerful because it's only plagiarizing humanity. The AI is only stealing who we are and showing it back to us, and all the models show it's nothing. Oh, the Secret Service head, the last one resigned. This is the guy that actually ran the operation against Trump. He's now in full poop-his-pants mode. We don't know who stood down. We don't know who gave the order. Now he plagiarized himself or plagiarized. He perjured himself to Congress, and now he's giving a press conference. I know it's live. Can we back it up a few minutes? Yeah, back it up. Back it up. So, yeah, this is crap your britches time. Brother, you going out of the jail. And you know it's true. They say Trump's going to put people in prison if he gets elected. He better. That's his duty. They committed a bunch of crimes against everybody. These rat bastards, Maduro-type people, are disgusting. So let's hear his BS crap. He is now in full crap his britches mode. Lied to Congress and says, I don't know who ordered the Secret Service to cut down people. And it came out in documents. He gave the order. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to a few minutes of this, and I got the other breaking news. Here it is.
Breaking out a commercial because this went early. Ronald Rowe, the acting director of the U.S. Secret Service, talking about the assassination attempt against the former president. Let's listen in.
I'm focused on ensuring that the full resources of the Secret Service are utilized to safeguard our protectees, and I've implemented and will continue to implement changes to ensure that that happens.
He implemented the stand down.
We are, and we will continue to cooperate with pending oversight investigations of the July 13th failure being done now by Congress, the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General,
bigger than Dallas,
and the independent review directed by President Biden.
Start measuring your prison outfit.
The Secret Service's Office of Professional Responsibility is currently conducting a mission assurance review.
Oh yeah.
As I stated, I'm not waiting for the completion of those reports, and I've directed the Secret Service to take immediate
steps. He ordered the stand down.
Our protectees,
he lied to Congress and said he wasn't. Guaranteed he was on the planning. Probably wound up the shooter. There's the culprit right there. I'm telling you, he's the guy. Mayorkas, they met, they planned it. He's the guy. He's the guy. Everybody knows it. That's the guy who killed Trump. That's him. Right there. That's him.
Mission assurance review. Those individuals will
You think those little games you play can fool a Carleone, buddy?
And they will be held accountable to our
we know it's
and
you.
Thorough disciplinary process. The first part of that process is an investigation to identify whether policy violations occurred. Potential policy violations are referred to our Office of Integrity, and appropriate discipline is administered under our table of penalties. The facts will drive the outcomes of those investigations, and I promise accountability.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I will not rush to judgment nor ignore due process.
Everything he says is the opposite.
Every single person within the Secret Service feels the weight of what happened.
That you ordered.
We are in an unprecedented threat environment and a high operational tempo during this presidential campaign.
Oh, they're going to kill Trump. Yep.
The men and women of the Secret Service are working incredibly hard and doing their jobs under difficult circumstances.
Oh, poor babies.
They need to focus on their work.
When you order them to stand down.
And they need to know that I have their backs. And that is my commitment to them.
He knows they're all turning against him right now.
I want to thank our state and local partners.
The
Secret Service relies on local law enforcement for every protective event. Those valiant men and women work tirelessly protecting their communities. They know the people, places, and terrain that we operate in. We owe them our thanks, and simply put, we cannot do our jobs without them. And I know how important this relationship is.
The fact that he crawled out from under a rock
in local law enforcement before joining the
shows they're in full panic mode.
I know the long hours these men and women put in and the professionalism they bring to this partnership.
He's trying to tie himself to Secret Service.
And in that capacity,
you're a Democrat operative. You ran the attack. We know you did it. You did it. You did it. You're the suspect. You're the bad guy. You ordered the stand down. You, Ronald Rowe, you
be held responsible for a Secret Service failure.
That's you. Order the stand down.
Typically,
you,
the Secret Service refrains from commenting on ongoing investigations.
You are the traitor. You are the plague. You are the enemy. You.
So please understand.
You are the enemy.
The information provided today is based on what I know now to a degree of certainty. We will learn more as interviews are completed and further evidence is gathered and analyzed. And I will share more information as it becomes available. But I can say without a doubt that heroism was present that day. Secret Service agents rushed to the stage to shield the former president with their bodies within 3 seconds of bullets ringing out in an unflinching act of bravery.
Which you ordered a standout.
The Secret Service counter sniper who neutralized the threat with a single shot undoubtedly saved countless lives.
Despite you not putting a command and control system
in
place.
We're in a high operational tempo. And I need and I want our Secret Service workforce, the dedicated men and women of the Secret Service. I want to know and I want to make sure that they are uplifted so they can focus on carrying out the mission.
Yeah, stop attacking me. I'm going to follow the Secret Service and make it about them.
Your support.
Disgusting blob.
And let me take a moment to speak to the American people that are counting on us.
We know you
job.
Did it. We know you're scared and you should be, pal. You little criminal. He ran the attack. 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 He's behind it. He met with Mayorkas. They planned it all out. It's all going to come out.
Dark days in our patriots of the Secret Service. These public servants
so pissed
are the quiet
Trump.
Professionals.
Yeah, you missed, you little bastard.
Day in and day out. They are standing the watch.
Told you 20 days ago we got to do this.
Providing a blanket of protection to the people that work in the White House.
Yeah, right.
To the thousands of people who attend political rallies
helped kill Kennedy,
and nominating conventions.
When you shot
To the thousands
Reagan.
Of American citizens who line Pennsylvania Avenue every 4 years
Tried
on
to kill
inauguration
Teddy Roosevelt.
Day to see the new president and the new vice president.
Shot in the chest.
And they are out there right now doing
this mission.
A Bible
he was given blocked a bullet.
They are focused, and they live their professional lives committed to the values of this agency.
It isn't about them. Justice, you are in charge in order to stand down. He's making it all about the Secret Service, falling back on them. You're disgusting.
And this is what we do. And we will earn back your trust.
Yes.
I'll now provide a timeline of the visit to Butler, Pennsylvania. On July 8th, personnel assigned to the agency's Pittsburgh field office conducted planning meetings and a site walkthrough with law enforcement partners
as we
and
warmed up the
staff.
Shooter at a hotel.
On July 10th, Secret Service counter sniper and technical security personnel arrived in Pittsburgh and began advanced planning for their teams. July 12th, the build out of the campaign rally site began and continued through the early morning hours of July 13th. In the morning.
So none of this
July
is about 13th, how he cut the main force and lied about to Congress.
And law enforcement partners supporting the event.
Hit pause. Why didn't this happen the day of, the day after? You get that because they didn't want a timeline. And now he's giving you some type of timeline because he's scared because they thought, we'll just cover it, not respond. You ignore it happened. Remember, the media was like, oh, Trump didn't get shot the first day. Remember that? And so now he's trying to bring you some timeline. Oh, it's investigated. Let's move along. You ordered a stand down. You lied to Congress. You did it. You're done. We caught you. Continue with this sack of filth.
Commenced prior to the site's opening to event staff, vendors, and to the public. At 12:30 p.m., the Secret Service opened the protective site to event staff and vendors. And then at 1 o'clock, magnetometer screening of the estimated 15,000 people attending the campaign
and
rally.
No one on the roof.
Staff
and he ran around for 90
began.
Minutes, 26 minutes on the roof.
At 5:30 p.m., former President Trump arrived at the campaign rally via Secret Service motorcade.
Notice they didn't cover any of his rallies last year, but they did cover this one.
Backstage area within the protective site.
They wanted his head to get blown off.
At 5:45 p.m., a local Butler County Emergency Services Unit counter-sniper team member texted the Secret Service.
When did you meet with Mayorkas?
About a suspicious.
When did he give you the stand down order?
Two photos of the individual later identified as the assailant. At 5:53 p.m., the Secret Service counter sniper team leader.
Now notice the last lady was a puppet. She didn't do all this. He's the guy. He's the one running all this. He's the guy. Now he's scared. His bosses are like, go out there and flim flam him.
At this time, Secret Service personnel were operating with the knowledge that local law enforcement was working on an issue of a suspicious individual. Oh. The concept of local law enforcement working on such issues is common at sites. And on July 13th, there were over 100 calls for support.
Yeah, they were working on
at
it and asking you to
President
stop
Trump
him, but you didn't.
Stage to begin remarks.
And the Secret Service said, don't worry about him. The cops
right
are on
now,
video.
Neither the Secret Service counter-sniper teams nor members of the former president's security detail had any knowledge that there was a man on the roof of the AGR building with a firearm. It is my understanding that
lie.
Personnel were not aware the assailant had a firearm.
His
until
understanding.
They heard gunshots. At 6:11 p.m., a member of the former President Trump's protective detail contacted their Pittsburgh field office counterpart to inquire about the radio update that there was an issue local law enforcement was looking into near the perimeter.
So they got a big problem. 15, 20 minutes before Trump gets shot, the cops are having to call the Secret Service line and say, hey, there's a dude on the roof, and he's trying to spin this. He knows. He screwed the pooch, buddy pal. We know you did it. We know you planned it. You're guilty. You did it. We know you did. Stick a fork in your ass. Continue.
6:11 p.m., the assailant's first volley of three shots was fired. And within 3 seconds, the former president's detail rushed the stage and covered former President Trump, shielding him with their own
bodies.
Yeah, don't
hide behind the Secret Service of their job.
The 4-8 shots.
You ordered the stand down, jackass.
15 and a half seconds after the assailant's first shot, a Secret Service countersniper fired a single round that neutralized the assailant. That concludes a quick, brief summary of the timeline. And with that, I'll turn it over to our staff.
So they thought they'd just stay quiet? I mean, this would all blow over. It ain't blowing over, buddy. You're going to prison, Roe.
Hi, sir. Thank you.
We know you did it. That's the guilty right there. He coordinated it. That him right there. That's him.
You said earlier this week to Congress that you don't want to tip anything on the scale as far as disciplinary action is concerned. I need to ask you, since you testified, has anyone been suspended?
He can't do discipline. He ran it. It's come out. He's hiding behind the Secret Service. He did it. He's guilty. He's the man right there. The stand down, the inside job. There he is. There he is. Go back to him.
With or without pay, has anyone been fired? And will you tell us as people are disciplined along the way, or is this something we're going to need
to constantly
he
did
be
it.
Asking? Or will you update and tell us?
They're asking the guy who's
fired,
guilty.
Six people, seven people. What can you tell us?
Hit pause. Sure. It's like saying to Hitler, who are you going to punish for the Nazis? He's like Hermann Göring to Mayorkas, who's Hitler. Who are you going to punish? He did it. It's come out. The whistleblowers. It's in the Senate. He ordered it. He did. He did. He did. And the media is like, who are you going to punish? Go back to it.
As I said in my opening statement, there are going to be, there's the mission assurance review. If that mission assurance review is looking into if there were policy violations at that point, now, if in fact there were policy violations at that point, now it'll go into a parallel path of a disciplinary type of investigation. Those are internal investigations that deal with employee matters. So we're not going to be able to provide real time updates or continuously to provide you updates on that. But what I will tell you is that these are very thorough investigations. And if, in fact, there were policy violations and they are substantiated, those employees
down?
Will be held accountable.
You'll be held accountable?
If I just made sure people want accountability.
Pause again. So this is all hiding in plain view. The guy that masterminded it, ordered the stand down, incredible record stand down with the idiot up there for 26 minutes, 90 minutes wandering around. He's now saying he'll punish whoever did it. He is guilty. But here's the good news. They thought they'd sweep us under the rug 20 days ago. It's only gotten bigger. See? Because the senators and others are exposing it, and you are. Like I told you 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you know, 20 days ago. This is the big enchilada, folks. Good job, everybody, getting this out. Because this guy's on the ropes. We don't wish any harm against him. They could kill him and say a patriot did it. You know, this guy, we're not going to hurt him. But, I know the guilty one when I see him. Like I said, that woman was just a front guy. I said, whoever her adjunct is, who gave the orders for the stand down? I said that 20 days ago. And there he is. There it sits. There it sits right there. Continue. Oh, he's scared. He should be, buddy.
Have been disciplined. People
real scared.
There's some accountability here.
I will be able to, at least at a high level, provide at least some type
high
of
level. You ordered it, you filth, you
people
rat.
Are being accountable, being held accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're held accountable.
Fox Digital obtained some new video of somebody on the roof, which we believe is the assailant that was running back and forth. Mm-hmm.
while President Trump was speaking. What do you make when you see of that?
Bare minimum, he was told to stand down.
So it affirms.
Roll the whistle now, Rob.
And you heard this from the FBI.
You're going to fry.
Conducting interviews and looking at this. It even just affirms to me that this was a failure. We should have had better protection.
Hey, boss. It was a failure in killing Trump. But you didn't fail in your attempt. Let's get that straight, Jack. Back to him.
For the protectee, we should have had better coverage on that roof line. We should have had at least some other set of eyes from the Secret Service point of view covering that. That building was very close to that outer perimeter. And we should have had more of a presence. And so as far as the timeline running back and forth, I know the FBI has provided a bit of a chronology as well. And so I'd have to go back and look at that. But the bottom line is this, David. This was a Secret Service failure. That roof line should have been covered. We should have had better eyes on that.
Thanks, Director. We're going to go to the Washington Post. Carrie Stein, my
question. Yes, thank you so much for doing this. I have just a quick follow-up. Can you describe, you said there were 100 calls for support, who those calls came from and what those looked like? And also, moving forward, do you anticipate, and if so, what any different changes in protocol between how Secret Service communicates or works with local law enforcement specifically?
Here, let's stop right there. Defaults were turned off. It was a stand down. It was an inside job. He gave the orders. He just perjured himself to Congress. Now he's trying to get ahead of it. You don't just have the stand down. You have the cover up and the motive and them saying they're going to kill Trump and him being a Democrat Party operative. My God. Continue.
You know, other things.
Yeah, thank you for that question. So, with regards to calls for support, it was a very hot day that day. There was a lot of not only EMS type of calls to address people, but there were people that needed some other type of law enforcement assistance. This happens. Candidly, happens a lot at outdoor rallies, where especially on hot days. So there was a lot of traffic, radio traffic on the local net about, hey, I need EMT here. So there was a lot of people that were needing assistance. With respect to the interoperability,
by the way, that's not a Secret Service job. More lies.
I've commissioned a task force, and that task force is going to be leveraging the resources of the Department of Homeland Security.
Operation Whitewash.
In all likelihood, by someone from the Secret Service and someone from CISA. And I think we're also
going to bring in some state and local. They're going to try again. It's all they can do. And Trump needs to just come out. This guy ordered to stand down. He lied to Congress. And they control the Justice Department, so he thinks he's safe. But why is he so scared? Because the public opinion is totally against him. And now they can't kill Trump because they know they'll get the blame, which is what I told you 20 days ago is key, 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 key. Trump has to come out and expose them. Key, key, key. Damn it. You think I'm risking my life to lose this son of a bitch? I got these people's name. I got their number. I've got their ass. And we can all stand up and be men and say, I don't know how this is all going to end, but if you guys want to fight, you better believe you got one. Talk about fighting Tommy Robinson, arrested for terrorism, for having a peaceful demonstration in England. It's all coming up today. But the enemy's on the run, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity has awakened. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Tommy Robinson straight ahead. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there. And the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. for yourself and your family. I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar.
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and support Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image, and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partnered with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you.
Yes. President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear. He immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing never surrender Trump fight, fight, fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento, and wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing, and you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue, with President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex, and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others, the globalist tyranny, and say, we will never surrender the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight. Fight. Fight.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
But right when you think the New World Order has been defeated, it strikes back.
All my functions are now yours. Take them.
Your user can't help you now, my little program.
Got it. Steer us over by the beam. Right next to it.
What good will that do?
I'm gonna jump. Don't worry.
August 2nd, 2024, the world is awakening. The globalists are in full panic mode. These are the times that try men and women's souls. Tommy Robinson said 100,000 people in London protest peacefully against the takeover.
Grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Unite the Kingdom rally 2 days ago. 100,000 people in London. Demonstrations all over the country against the tyranny of the Great Replacement. And Tommy Robinson arrested, imprisoned many times for free speech, brutally arrested again, but out of prison now and exiled from the UK. Let's show some of the video footage here of the Unite the Kingdom rally and Tommy being arrested. Roll it with audio right now. So we're going to play more of this coming up in a moment. Tommy, so historic. The system is so scared. Tell us about this rally and what happened. It's good to see your face again.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Alex, man. It's good to see you. So the first one we held was on the 1st of June. And on the 1st of June, we had 30,000 people where we protested and raised our voices against population replacement, against the forced migration of undocumented Muslim men into hotels across our country who, from those hotels, have committed murder, rape, jihad, terrorism whilst being in the hotel. So that was on the 1st. And then we've done another one on the 27th of July called Unite the Kingdom, which was to unify the entire British population on the streets against mass uncontrolled immigration and to give us back our identity as British people, to celebrate our culture and our identity, which is also being taken from us. We feel like aliens in our own towns and cities. We feel like our culture is disappearing and our country is under attack. And whilst we do that, the government tell us to celebrate it. Well, we're fed up of celebrating that and celebrating diversity and celebrating LGBTQ+. We want to celebrate our identity and our fighting spirit as British people to resist tyranny. And that's what we come out on the 27th to do. It was the biggest gathering. It was the largest gathering of patriots London's ever seen. And do you know what's upset them? It was totally peaceful. It was totally peaceful. We set up, we literally had a festival in Trafalgar Square. It's never been done. People have never come out like this. Alex, I've been in this activism for 15 years. So whilst people feel that our country's in a very, very dark place, I've never felt the enthusiasm that I feel now. Everywhere I go, people who hated me are now supporters. People who realise they've been lied to, the trust in the media is gone. The monopoly and the power that they had to deceive the public about us has gone. Okay, it's gone. Partly thanks to Elon Musk. Elon Musk has opened us back up, gave a voice for reality, a voice for the truth, gave us back a platform where people can share the outrageous decisions the police are making, share the horrific, terrible stories of what's happening in towns and cities across the country. And in the last few months, I'd say you've seen the brewing of a mini revolution in Great Britain. Since Saturday, there's now been protests, unfortunately, not led by us. They're like rudderless ships. And there's been violence in many cities across the country. I don't know.
Well, that's because there's been so many racially targeted attacks on white people. And the prime minister calls Brits protesting murder of three young girls by an illegal alien man a promise to keep the Muslim community safe. I mean, the system's really asking for it.
Well, this has really lit people up. And you have to picture it. So 7-year-old girls who are at a Taylor Swift dance class, just a class full of young, innocent, beautiful children doing what makes them happy. And a young man who the police have hid most information about went in there and stabbed well over a dozen of them, murdered three, held their hair whilst he was stabbing them in the face, butchered children. He butchered young children. And like everything, Alex, the problem we now have, we don't trust what the media or the police or the government say. When they come out straight after this, they say they were managing the situation. i.e. probably lying to us. And I say that, people say, well, how can you say that? In 2016, Alex, I can go through multiple cases. In 2016, a Somali migrant, okay, went to his mosque. When he went to his mosque, he said he was wanted to kill non-Muslims. So what did the imam and the mosque do? They didn't contact the police. They prayed for him. He then left the mosque. He went into Russell Square in the central London and he stabbed seven people. One of the people he murdered was an American citizen. Okay. Whilst he was stabbing them, he was screaming Allah Akbar. Okay.
And notice they only release a photo of him. They only release a photo of him as a child.
Well, in this one, yeah. But in that case in 2016, the media and the government and the police told us it was mental health. I know for a fact he was screaming Allah Akbar. We know it was a jihad attack, but they hid it from us. And my latest film on this shows the lengths they go to lie, to deceive the British public. Now, if they're concerned, that's why we can't trust a word they're saying. And when they do show a picture of him, he looks like an innocent little 8 or 9, 10-year-old boy. Why don't you show us his mugshot? Why don't you show us recent pictures? Why don't you give us the truth of the motive of why he committed this attack? So within hours, they come out and said it's not terrorism. How can you possibly know that? You haven't even investigated.
Well, Tommy, how can you let me stop you. I want to walk through the Muslim grooming gangs, all of it with you, and we'll put your X account up there as well for people to follow you at Tommy Robinson New Era. But let's talk about the rally with 100,000 people and you getting arrested. People, if the listeners are tuning in, you type it in. They said arrested on terrorism charges for peacefully speaking. What happened there?
So I held the rally, 100,000 people. We had music. We had a celebration. We had a beautiful day, an absolute beautiful day. And do you know what? It reinstalled in the public. Do you know, I went to Poland years ago and I attended a rally with 100,000 people. And I felt jealous. And the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And I said, look at the patriotism. Look at that. They know who they are. They're celebrating. It was for their 100-year anniversary of independence. They know who they are. We don't have that. I then come back to Britain, and last year I went to Ireland to make a documentary called Plantation 2, Rise of the Celts. And I saw the Irish out on the streets, and it reignited the fire in my belly. And I thought, I don't want to look to other countries for inspiration. I want the world to look to Britain. I want the British to lead this resistance. So we started back on the streets. We started in November, and now it's led on to 100,000 people. The government are terrified. They're terrified because we now have the public with us. The public are supporting us. Now, the next morning after this, I went to Folkestone and I was arrested under terrorism charges. Now, I've sent you the forms, Alex. When I was arrested, and the words were instigating and planning in the preparation of acts of terrorism. So this is the legislation they use to detain me. So they detain you they have 6 hours under this legislation. And you have no right to remain silent. No right, yeah? So if you don't answer their questions, you breach terrorism laws and you're prosecuted under terrorism legislation. Then you have no right not to give them your PIN codes for your phones and computers. So they seized the phones and they said, give us your PIN codes, yeah? Now, as we sat down, do you know one of the words they questioned me on, Alex? The whole 6 hours was insane, yeah? I said, you're sitting me down, questioning me about my legitimate, legal, political activism. Yeah? They said, how do you think you first? The first question was, what do you think of the state in the United Kingdom? I said, it's created that. And they said, well, what makes you say that? I said, I'm sat in here on a counter-terrorism interview where I don't have the right to remain silent, where you're about to prod me and question me on all my legal activity. Bring in laws. We have jihad attacks all the time. You bring in laws that take away the freedoms and then you put them on us. You're now sitting me under the laws that you've brought in to tackle people who you believe are about to immediately commit acts of terrorism. And they said, we know you're not, we know you're not a terrorist, but we can do this under these powers. And then they asked me for the pink. One of the questions they asked me is, how do you believe you're going to stop the Great Replacement? I'm like, is this for real? Are you actually serious? Like, I was fuming. Absolutely. I missed my travel. I was fuming. And then they wanted my PIN code. They asked me questions. So, obviously, I played a film. So, at the demonstration 3 years ago, Alex, you remember, 3-4 years ago, I made a documentary and the judge prevented the public seeing the documentary. So I wasn't allowed to play the film or I'd face 2 years in prison. Well, when I had
And for those that don't know, the film was Muslims bragging about kidnapping and raping white girls.
Well, the film was about threats by one. The film was about a totally deceived story. It was a story about a Syrian refugee.
You were exposing. You were exposing the grooming gangs.
Yeah, in this city, this is the city where the grooming gangs went on. But the documentary was more about the media's manipulation and lies and how they covered up a story and then changed the narrative for the public. And I wore covert recordings to prove all of this. People were paid. The government spent money.
And they made you the bad guy for exposing massive child kidnapping rings.
Yeah, and total corruption. So they give me an injunction. And on Saturday, I played that film. That film's currently on 25 million views on my X account. So I'm a journalist. My job is to uncover corruption. But they, and do you know what, Alex? 3 years ago, I failed in my job. I failed in my job as an Englishman, and I failed in my job as a journalist, and I failed the British public. Because I had a documentary which totally proved their corruption.
That you did not fail, they suppressed you and put you in prison. But as you said, Elon Musk has literally cut, we have to give him praise. He's empowering everybody. We're devastating him. Thank God. Speak about Elon Musk and talk about your film. We'll play a clip from it.
Well, without Elon Musk, the public would be told I lied. Without Elon Musk, the public would be told, and you know what? There was this film had been leaked and it was on a YouTube channel. And they gave me a court date for Monday. I was supposed to be in court on Monday. They gave me a court date to prosecute me for contempt because the film was leaked 2 years ago. So they didn't come for me for 2 years. As soon as we held our big rally on the streets, that the Attorney General, the government, this isn't the police, the government contacted my lawyers to say I'm being prosecuted. So and then the YouTube video was deleted 2 weeks ago by YouTube. So they were preparing to send me to jail on Monday for 2 years and tell the world that I lied, because that's what their narrative.
But you're
been.
You're no longer in the UK.
No, so 2 days before the court date, I decided to screen the film and show the world the truth. If you want me to send me to jail for 2 years, let the world know what it's for. Let the world know that you lied, you deceived, and you destroyed my
and
life.
How satisfied are you now? I admire you so much. Tens of millions of views of your film and copies of it everywhere. How good does it feel now to do this? Because they're going to come after you again. You've already spent years in prison for free speech for people that don't know.
Yeah, the judge has already issued a warrant for my arrest. The point is, I sit and think, well, they thought they were putting me on trial. I've just put them on trial to the whole world. The British judiciary and its reputation is on trial. When I do go back, now I am out of the country, Alex, because I took my children away for 2 weeks to enjoy some quiet time with my family before I go back and face this.
That was a smart move.
The problem that they've got is that 25 million people have seen the truth. And that 25 million, by the time I will not go quietly, by the time they get me into a prison, it'll be 40 or 50 million. I really hope that Elon Musk can find the time. I know how busy he must be. But this film is far bigger than Tommy Robinson. This film nails the weaponization of the judiciary, Alex. It's what happened to you with £1 billion. It's what happened to Donald Trump. It's what happened to Geert Wilders. It is the weaponization of the court system to destroy political dissidents. And that's what we've seen across the West. But this film details it start to finish and proves it with covert recordings. It nails them. It's far bigger than
sure,
my
sure.
Story.
And I've seen the film. We talked about 2 years ago. I probably viewed it. But my point is, you were exposing Muslim grooming rape gangs. And the film is not about that, but it's about them persecuting you for that and the corruption. It's so powerful. Tell people how they watch it right now and how they share it.
You can watch it by going to my Twitter handle @TRobinsonNewEra. It's the pinned tweet. And watch it and share it, because if enough people see this, if they're going to send me to jail, jail's potentially death for me. Islamic Jihad gangs run every prison. If not, they'll put me on solitary confinement for 2 years, which will fry my mind. But I've worked in this field of my activism for 15 years. I've been in and out of jails. I've been beaten
up.
Yeah,
by the way, weren't you in solitary for like a year already?
I've spent a year of solitary for nothing. For nothing. But the problem they have now, when they had total censorship for 5 years, they could dictate and they could push the narrative. They don't have control of the narrative anymore. The public will now see the truth through X. Through X, people will hear my voice and hear the truth and see the film. So if they want to send me to jail, it's going to be me digging their own grave. I'll happily go to jail and I'll come back out of jail. I said to Justice Nicklin was the judge that ruled impossibly against every bit of evidence. He probably thought he'd be remembered as the most senior media judge out of the High Court of London. He's going to go down in history as a corrupt fraud. Okay.
If he wasn't he involved? Wasn't he involved covering up Epstein stuff too? Or
he was involved in. I can't comment. I think it was to do with Julian Assange as well. But the problem that I've since found out new evidence that Justice Nicklin fell out with his own father before my trial about me. He should have regressed himself from that trial. He sat on the trial and he ruled against me, but he didn't just rule against me. He ruled against the children who testified. He ruled against, for example, Alex, I said that the Syrian refugee threatened to stab someone. What we found in his school records is that he did stab someone. We got covert recordings of pupils that he stabbed. We also found school records that say he got caught with a knife and screwdriver. But the judge still ruled against me.
And Tommy, the film's important. That's all amazing. But you had 100,000 people in Trafalgar Square. Tell us more about the interrogation. They're like, well, how are you going to stop the Great Replacement, which is an official UN plan? You're literally a patriot stopping an invasion and this crime wave. And they were literally, why do you think they were asking these questions? What were the other questions?
It was an opportunity where I don't have a right to remain silent. So they asked what my next plans are, who I'm working with, who's helping me behind the scenes. It was an opportunity for them to dig into my personal life and my work life. And the problem they've got, when they arrested me, I read everything. So I read what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. So by the time they got to question me, and it was for 6 whole hours, one of the points they're not allowed to ask you, a journalist, questions that may reveal his source of information. So when they seized my phone, they said, you need to give us our codes. And I think it's in that form that I sent you. I said, you've got 0% chance in getting the code.
Yes,
of my
for radio listeners, we put the forms on air. Go ahead.
Yeah. I am a journalist and I have uncovered grooming gangs from one end of this country to the other. I've done a 5-part series called The Rape of Britain, 5 documentaries. You can watch them on my Rumble channel, Rumble Official, Tommy Robinson Official, or go to Urban Scoop, the company I work for, and just click on documentaries. In there, I've exposed corrupt police officers who have worked alongside the gangs. In the Rotherham cases, the council and the police got rid of evidence. In the Rochdale case, they got rid of evidence. I said, why you expect me to give you my sources of information? Because if you get into my phone, you can see all the people. It's my work phone. I'm a journalist. If you've took my phone, you've took my journal.
Sure, it's totally tyranny. So I'm going to shift gears out of that. This is so important, the time we have with you. You got to come back for like 2 hours if you can soon. I love you, brother. One of my bucket lists is to meet you in person. You're such a hero. But you'll say you're not a hero, you're driven. I get it. I'm the same way. But explain to me how big this rally is and what they're going to do now. Because for people that think, oh, they just put Labor in, that's because they voted out the conservatives because they were fake. Everywhere people are voting folks out, the numbers show people are awake. They've got to be in panic mode right now. And you have your prime minister defending this guy that murdered 3 little girls. I mean, these are sickos. And Sadiq Khan.
52% of the British public didn't vote, okay? So when we hear, like, Labour have been voted in, that Labour got voted in off 18% of the British population, okay? 18%. So the majority, he doesn't have a mandate, okay? The majority of this nation, 52%, did not vote, okay? They didn't vote because they don't trust politics. They don't trust the corrupt system. And if you look at our system, how it works, Reform got 4.5 million votes. They got 5 members of parliament. The Liberal Democrats got 3.5 million votes. They got 70 members of parliament. Okay. We have a corrupt system that works for the major parties. That's how it's always been. No one else is supposed to get in. And people celebrated that the Reform Party, who stand against open border immigration, got 5 MPs. We saw 5 pro-jihadists get MPs get elected. Independents, Muslim radical independents got elected into parliament. 5 of them. Okay, they will use our political system, our democratic system, to end our democratic system. So, but the 100,000 people is a shock. It was a shock for the establishment. It's a shock for many. It shows, and not just that, our figures. I looked in the last 3 months. My reach has gone to 1.2 billion people. Okay, on X, we are reaching the masses. They're corrupt lies of the media.
We cannot underestimate what Elon Musk has done. Anybody attacking him is a fool. He is 100% real.
And I'm worried for him. I'm really worried for him. Because we have a mini revolution brewing right now in Great Britain because we have freedom of speech. We are able to reach the public. We're able to mobilize. We're able to.
They got to kill Musk. They got to kill Trump. I told Musk that a month ago and he agreed. And I mean, yeah.
They have to. They have to. For their tyranny, if not, you're going to see people growing. The British are rising. I'm telling you, I see it every day.
And what about the Irish? The Irish are rising up.
The Irish are. And it was the Irish who inspired me. It was going to... My mum's Irish, okay? My mum's Irish. And I've always said with the fighting Irish, the Irish will rebel this. And I went to watch in Ireland and we were silent. We weren't on the street. So we've took it to the street. I think we've had a major success in both demonstrations, whereas they would have wanted to tar us as far right as hooligans. They weren't able to. So the next day after these young children were stabbed, locals from the local area come out and attack the police. The reason being, the Romanian gypsy community, they had one of them had their children taken off them in Harefield in the city of Leeds. They come out with the Muslim community and they rioted for an entire night. They burnt police cars, burnt buses, attacked police officers. The police run away. They threatened more riots. The police get back the children. Then the next day, this is after this, we see a Muslim get kicked in the head in Manchester Airport. And then Muslims took to the streets. They went to Rochdale Police Station in their thousands. This is the same city that had all the young English girls raped. They never protested about that. But they were outside the police station in their thousands. They were threatening riots across our country. And then the police, so the two Muslims that were arrested at the airport, the police dropped all their charges and said there was insufficient evidence. The next day, someone released the video. The Muslims violently beat three police officers. They punched one police woman to the floor, breaking her nose.
I've seen the video. And then they spun it. The police attacked them. So here's the deal. Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. The British government, the Irish government does not fear the people, but they're starting to, aren't they?
They're starting to 100%. We are mobilizing, and we showed that on the 27th. I don't think they know what to do. So that's why them detaining me on terrorism legislation just doubled the amount of people who watch my film. It's clearly a reaction to my film. Now, and I'm waiting because then they put out a warrant for my arrest. So I'm now going to be prosecuted in the High Court of London as a journalist in 2024 in Great Britain, facing custody for years for making a film. A film that shows the truth. A film that is covert recordings of teachers talking, telling us they got paid not to tell the truth. So I'll ask the judge when I go to court, have you seen the film? What part of evidence
and
in that film?
And why are you taking part in covering up little girls' kidnapping and rape?
And then the thing is, they're not saying that anything I've said is incorrect. They just don't want you, the public, to see it. This isn't about deceiving me or silencing you, Alex, or silencing us. It's about deceiving the entire British, American, Western public. They want to deceive you while they flood our nation, and then it's too late. By the time everyone wakes up and realises, it's going to be too late. This is the most pivotal time in our country.
It is. Tommy, stay there. Tommy, cover your film coming up.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.